Hi, this is Dr. Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you want to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent programs, you can go to our program page at myfaithradio.com. Arlene, I know there are so many unhappy moms that are in our society today, and it breaks my heart. You know, as a psychologist, I just hear from people who are depressed and stressed. They're dealing with panic. A lot of times they have young adult children who have just gone down the wrong path, and they're beating themselves up with guilt over that. In your book, this new book, 31 Days to Becoming a Happy Mom, you use that acronym HAPPY to illustrate five different habits of the happy mom. And I'll mention those briefly. They are healthy, action-oriented, prayerful, perseverant, and yes-filled. Let's spend a few minutes unpacking each of those, if we could.
Yeah, becoming healthy, starting there, you know, for the mom to realize, put on the oxygen mask for yourself, you know, before assisting others. And we get that in an airplane, but in real life, we say, oh, forget about my, you know, I'm not going to the gym anymore. I've got these kids. Oh, you know, you talked earlier about walking. I'm not walking anymore. I don't have time for that. And, you know, and then our marriage health goes down. Our spiritual health with God goes down. All these different things. Just that soul care of maybe you need 5 minutes of sheer quiet, you know, each day to just cry out to God, to listen to God. And all you, if you just had 5 minutes of complete quiet, that would revolutionize your soul. You know, so just be thinking, how are ways that I could be healthier as a mom? And instead of thinking, well, I can't do that because I have children, that you think, no, I can do that because if I am healthier, it'll benefit my kids. I remember meeting this mom at a playground, and she's so indicative of so many moms that we meet. And I asked her, you know, what are things you really enjoy? And she lit up and she said, I love playing volleyball. I used to play competitively. I just love it. And I said, oh, well, when was the last time you played? And she's like, oh, not since I had children. Well, her kids were in elementary school, you know. So I thought, well, you should play once in a while. That would make you feel a lot healthier physically, mentally, emotionally. So take time, moms, and don't feel guilty about these things that you do to protect your physical health, including getting a good night's sleep, so you can be much nicer to your kids. You know, we joke that we wake up like Mary Poppins and we go to bed like Cruella de Vil. And it's because we are not that healthy and we're tired and we don't know what happened, you know. So take time to get enough sleep so you could kind of keep that Mary Poppins thing going on a little bit longer.
Oh, man. As you were saying that, I was just thinking of my own. You know, I've been dealing with some sleep deprivation issues myself lately because I have an early morning shift. I have to be up at 3:45 in the morning. And sometimes I feel like the Grinch is still Christmas. And I know that when I haven't had enough sleep and when I haven't been exercising, I am not a very happy dad. And I'm short-tempered and I'm not manifesting the fruit of the spirit. So, boy, we know we are a sleep-deprived culture. We see that from the research. So, mom, get the sleep you need.
And
part of that means getting your kids to bed early enough, even if they're begging to stay up, right?
Right, and that's good for them, too. You know, Gary Chapman, who I co-wrote Growing Up Social with, he'd say his grandkids, you know, they'd be 10, 11, 12, 13. They're going to bed 7:30, 7:45, 8 o'clock. And they just got used to that, a really early bedtime. And he said, it's good for the kids. It's good for the parents. Good for everybody. Mm. And he said, you know, they could sit in their room quietly and read, and that's fine. But, you know, getting your kids used to a regular bedtime and for you to say, I'm going to turn off my social media 1 hour before I go to bed, or else all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I spent 2 hours here and I didn't even realize. And then you wonder, why didn't I go to sleep earlier? So turn off all your screens an hour before you want to go to bed.
Okay, so you mentioned health or healthy. The next step in the HAPPY acronym is action-oriented. What do you mean by that?
This is the one that we moms really need help with because we are talk-oriented. You know, we promise, beg, cajole, warn, plead, but we don't act, and our kids know it. And when we say, go do this, they know, well, she's going to say that about 10 more times, so I have, you know, a good 5 minutes to keep enjoying this. And I tell you, I am guilty because I try the best I can to think consequences, action, you know, no tone, no yelling, what is the consequence? But just this week, my kids said, oh, you know, when daddy tells us to do something, we do it. But when you say something, we know it's a warning.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, no, I've got to read my own stuff. And that's the point, that we as moms, we've got to constantly, don't be discouraged when you do it right one day and then you do it all wrong the next day. Just get back on the horse and you say, okay. So, like, for instance, our daughters, they have this green smoothie every morning, and they love to just dawdle and stare at it and talk and laugh at the breakfast table when we've got to get to school. And, I mean, my husband and myself, we just be fuming, like, you have not even taken one sip of this smoothie, and everyone else is done, and you have not even started. So, okay, action-oriented. Instead of promising, begging, you know, if you drink this smoothie, we'll have ice cream tonight. You know, instead of promising, that we say, okay, action-oriented. So for my older girl, it was, oh, okay, you didn't finish your smoothie in the time allotted, so I will be picking out your clothes this morning. Mm. And, she, you know, I wouldn't pick anything out embarrassing, but she, as a fourth grader, she wants the freedom, you know, to pick out her clothes. My younger daughter, when she was still at home with me, we'd be like, oh, okay, well, we'll put this away and you won't get any snacks or anything until lunch. And then at lunch, you'll see the smoothie again. And then if you don't drink it at lunch, you'll see it again at dinner. And I mean, sometimes it would be that way. But it's just thinking through what are the actions that will speak to my child, and then be consistent with doing that action, even though the tears and the tantrums and all these things ensue, that you say, nope, we're going to be consistent. And try to be as unemotional as possible, using the least amount of words to communicate what you want to say. Earlier we said that they used to say, clean up your room, clean up your room. Four words. And now we say paragraphs. Someone's coming over. Could you please clean up your room? It'd be so great if you'd put away your toys. Here's the basket. I'll count to 10. Let's see how many you can get in by the time of 10. You know. So try to use less words and more action, moms, and that's going to help you. It's hard for us, but it will help you.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com. Just look for Dr. Bill Meyer Live.